Because again, remember, speaking is the highest return on investment from a quality and quantity in the shortest time span you can. As an entrepreneur, your time becomes very important. Hey everyone, welcome to the DC Practice Growth Podcast. I am super excited to be giving you this podcast, which is the second series of a 3-series podcast. So this is specifically on all things speaking. And I always say that if I started all over again, I would do these 3 strategies pretty much exclusively to grow from 0 to 300 a week in weeks. Because that's what I love, is what I love doing. But here's crucially why: nothing will ever give you the quality and quantity of leads in the time frame that you can get with speaking. And there are 3 different types. Last week we covered why you should absolutely be doing a mandatory health class in your practice. This week we're going to talk about why you should absolutely be doing lunch and learns and talks in companies. And next week, our next podcast, we're going to be teaching you why you should absolutely be doing a version of a dinner with a doc that I teach, right? So just give a little hint there, we do the dinner with a doc without the dinner. It works very well. So this week, we're going to be talking about why you should be getting to companies. Well, the number one reason you should be getting to companies, and one of my greatest mentors in marketing is a guy by the name of Dan Kennedy, and you should absolutely, if you haven't read his stuff, you should absolutely be reading his stuff as fast as possible, and he's written a lot. And he always says, you always want to change up the selling environment to put yourself in a position where you are the invited guest as opposed to the unwanted pest. And you do that in buckets and spades when you speak in a company. So that's the first thing. And I'll never forget, you know, we teach people how to get into these companies. We teach also, I've got a 2-day bootcamp. I've got 4 this year, so please check them out. I've got a 2-day bootcamp. Next one coming up is in Dallas. And we teach people how to speak and how to, the templates for opening and the templates for teaching and the templates for closing. And crucially, how to get bums in seats, how to get people to show up to these events. So we teach that whole process of a 2-day bootcamp. And I can tell you it's completely life transformational. I say life transformational, not just practice transformational, because I believe that the skill set of communicating and speaking is a rite of passage that every human being should have to learn, because we don't come out of the womb just knowing it. You have to learn it. It's a learnable skill. So I had one of my inner circle members, learn how to fill a room, learn how to get into companies, but they still had a huge fear of speaking. And once they got over that and they came to my 2-day boot camp, they, I never forget the exact words they said were, and by the way, very big fan of screenings, this inner circle member was, which I am, by the way. The fact that I'm a big fan of screenings does not mean that I want to be doing them all the time. Because again, remember, speaking is the highest return on investment from a quality and quantity in the shortest time span you can. As an entrepreneur, your time becomes very important. So that's what speaking, what doing events is so powerful for, is the mixing of those 3, quality and quantity and time frame. And I never forget that, you know, he was a big fan of screenings and doing really well off them, etc. And I'm a big fan of those too, but I don't want to be doing all of them. He said when he did his first corporate, he said, and take the verbiage, if you will, the language with a pinch of salt, but he said it was like shooting fish in a barrel. And what he meant by that was he had never experienced such a low resistance to the sale or the offer that he had ever experienced in that room in a company. He had never experienced such a low resistance to the offer or the sale as he experienced that day. And the number one reason for that is that you do become the invited guest. And let's go right back to the beginning. First of all, you've got to get in. So how do you get in? And look, we teach this stuff. I have 3-hour modules on this stuff, and we teach this stuff in my 2-day bootcamp. But I want to just say that there's a couple ways to get into a company. The number one way, though, is you've got to be persistent. If you are expecting to get, if you make 3-4 phone calls and you haven't got in and you stop and you think that's it, you've got another thing coming. I mean, I've personally phoned. I mean, I never forget, there's a bit of a famous story. I was trying to get into Gold's Gym, and it was a bit of a challenge for me at the time, and managers kept changing, etc. And I clocked that I phoned that gym between 30 and 50 times. Between 30 and 50 times, if you count phoning back, people answering, not answering, speaking to managers, speaking to different manager, phoning the front desk, it was well over 30 times to get in to a gym. And the question is, are you prepared to be that persistent, and is it worth it? Well, if you get into one corporate environment or you're one company and there's 25 people in the room and you go for 5 years and you go three times a year, that is a six figure. Let me just say that again. That is a six figure gig. So it's not just a gig, it's a six figure gig. When people were like not dedicating, we've dedicated people doing this for us now. Like the understanding that lead is not just a lead. It's a six-figure lead, potentially. So that's the first thing I'll change your mindset on, is why you should be absolutely focusing on this. It's not just that you go into a company. Most of the time, you get to go to a company many times, especially if you're good at what you're doing and you don't burn the relationship. So getting into companies, a couple ways. One, you've got to be persistent. Number two, and we've got a full script for this, etc. When you come to boot camp and Main Circle, you get it. But I will just tell you that the number one thing that I would say to give you advice right now is you have to have a name. The hardest thing to do is, look, there are entire books written about what I'm just about to try help you with in a few seconds, but there's entire books written about the process of getting past the gatekeeper. And when you are chiropractors, anything we have learned when it comes to sales and marketing is all got to do with B2C marketing. So business to consumer. This is a B2B marketing strategy. And there is a legitimate B2B marketing strategy, which is how to get past the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper in this case is a receptionist or a PA, or I have these now in my businesses. If you want to speak to me, it's quite difficult to just pick up the phone and speak to me these days. I never give out my personal email anymore. So to speak to the gatekeeper, there are strategies for this, and there's entire books written about this. But I'm just going to say that the quickest hack I can give you is, if you're able to phone a company and say, can I please speak to X, Y, or Z, that is half the battle won. And how do you get that name? There are many ways to get that name. But LinkedIn is absolutely a great strategy for us. We have these companies like Endol that you can buy lists, InfoUSA and things like that, where you can buy these lists of HR managers, or you can search for HR managers, or you can search for companies within 5 miles of you and then go search for the HR manager and then at least pick up the phone and speak to someone individually. You could also farm for that name by phoning a company and saying something as simple as, hey, I wonder if you can help me. Who's the best person to speak to with regards to your health and wellness days or your corporate health and wellness days? And they'll often say a name. You may just put down the phone. You might say, thank you so much, put down the phone. And then next time you phone, you may ask them right then. It would be possible for me to speak to them. My guess is a lot of time you're going to get a no. Do they know you're calling? But the trick is just put down the phone if you will, and you can just phone back and say, hey, can I please speak to Mary in HR? I'm just phoning her with regards to an upcoming health and well-being day. And that'll often give you. I promise you right now, someone listening to this and watching this is going to say, wow, I said those exact lines. I did that exact strategy and it worked. I promise you. It's worked for us many times. So that's the first thing, is you need a name. And there's entire scripts and books written about this, but that's the first thing. You can do that the long, hard slog way, and it works. You should absolutely be doing it. So we often have a dedicated person to doing this. Next is to farm your existing database. So I have no idea why people don't do this, but we send a two-step email that I'm paraphrasing now, goes in the that sounds a little bit like this. The subject line is, do you want us to come to your business for free, or do you want us to come to you for free? Would you like us to we normally say, would you like us to come to you for free? So the copy of the email simply says, hey, I'm not sure if you're aware, but for a long time we've been doing community outreach events within the local businesses, and these have proven to be very popular and we're always fully booked. But due to the popular demands, we've decided to open up a few more available slots and offer them to our existing clients before I advertise them. And I'll put that in inverted commas, before I advertise events. Please let us know if this interests you. Depending on the value of the business, but sometimes we're on site from 30 minutes to 2 hours, and it's a fun day. It's completely free. If you want to find out anything more about it, just reply to this email and we can see how we can help you. P.S. Slots are limited. We always sell out, or we're always fully booked, so don't hesitate. Then email number 2, 3, or 4 is a one-liner and simply says, I promise you you're going to double your responses. Hey, just checking you got my previous email. That's all it is. So that's straight. I promise you now, you listen to this podcast, that for someone listening to this podcast, there is someone listening to this podcast who's going to do it and watching this video. And it's a six-figure tip. That is a six-figure lead. I've had someone get into a company of 45,000 people from this one tip. So I really hope it works for you. Try it. And you should be doing it. Right? So that's one way to farm your existing database. Another way is in your intake forms, when people start care with you, or when people come for their initial exam, you can also farm information there by having information on the intake form that says, do you work at a business locally? Where do you work? What's your position? Etc. And then here's the key, though. The team needs awareness that this is an emphasis in the business, that someone needs to look at those and actually think, because think, that's the key word here, to follow up on that. And say, once someone started, I like to time it and say, once someone started care, then they qualify for someone to follow up. And then go, hey, Mary, I noticed you worked at you could send the same script or email. Hey, Mary, I noticed you worked down the road at so-and-so company. I'm not sure if you're aware. We'll be doing local community outreach events. Where we come into a company and do a health and wellness day as part of our community service. And we do it absolutely free of charge. Let us know if you'd be interested in us coming in as a valued member. Let us know if you're interested in coming to business. That's another way to farm your existing database. Those two tips, again, for somebody listening to this call, it's going to be a six-figure tip. So there's more strategies. There's more advanced strategies. You can throw a lot of money at this also. I always say, again, how I would do it is I would throw a lot of money at this. I would pay someone very handsomely to get me to corporates. I would set a criteria. I would say, look, every time you book me a gig, you come with me. Every time you book me an event at a business, and you come with me and we book them in, as long as there is whatever your criteria is, 25 people in the room, as long as there's 20 people in the seats, as long as there's whatever, you will get, I will make it a hefty fee. And it will be a commission-only based type gig, but boy, would I be prepared to pay a lot. Because I tell you now, six figures, remember that, six figures, potentially from one gig. So that's the first part of it. I am going to give you a little ninja move right now. Is once you have once you're able to get into the corporate environment, typically speaking, a lot of people do something called lunch and learns. I am not against lunch and learns. We have totally done them. But again, most of the time, what we have found, we've had a lot of success with not doing it at lunch. And the reason I say that is because most people don't want to be there. That, like, do you really want to, if you've had a busy shift, do you really want to sit through an educational talk during your lunch? Like, you don't want to freaking sit through that thing. So what we found worked really well for us is communicating with the HR person about coming in at 9 a.m. And we'll normally do a very short educational talk, 20 to 30 minutes. And if it's a skill and you understand, and you've been to my 2-day boot camp, or you've been to somebody's event where you can learn how to structure a talk, seed correctly is the key, and do an effective ethical close at the end, you will kill these. You'll do really, really well. I like to do them for longer. There's a saying in sales is as long as you need to do to get the message across. That's as long as you need to do. If it's a sales letter and it needs to be 50 pages, it needs to be 50 pages. If, you know, I have found better success with longer, for me personally, longer talks. But again, you work with the organizers or HR person to do that. So that's the first way to do it. You go in, you do a talk, you do a close at the end. I teach 3 or 4 closes that you can adapt to the environment, because some environments in a corporate setting will not let you sell, but I've got a ninja move for you there too. Some environments will say you can absolutely sell, but you've got to donate that to our to back to us. Some environments will be totally cool with you offering. Some environments will actually say, as a company, we will compensate the exam. So you need to know how to structure that. There's a way to structure that is just, it's my favorite. If a company says that to you, there's a way to structure that makes the company look even better, etc. So there's different closes. I could do 5 podcasts just on the closes. So there's no ways I could teach all those now. But what I can tell you is that that's one way to do it, is do a talk, learn the opening structure, learn the teaching structure, learn the close structure, learn the close templates. And then key, if you're going to do a close right there and then, you need to be able to have someone in the room that supports you. And I always say you need to take money on the day and the booking in the diary on the day, which means you might need an admin team to do that. Is it worth going to the extra effort? Absolutely it is. Here's my lesson. Cost me $250,000. This one mistake was doing it and not getting people booked in the diary. Because after months of doing it, I look back at my stats and the gigs that we book people right into the diary on the day. So you take the payment and you book them in the diary. There was something like, in some of the stats, it was something like 50% of the people, even though they had paid on the day, did not come to the initial consultation because they weren't booking the diary on the day too. So you think it sounds like extra work, you're creating a lot more extra work by not doing it. So that's my big tip for you. Once you've got them there, they have to go in your diary. They have to pay on the day and be booked in the diary, because statistics show that it takes 7 to 15 phone calls to get hold of someone these days. And you are creating that work on top of what you've just done by not booking them on the day. So that's the first tip. You've got to do that. Once you have mastered that skill, if you will, you're going to have fun time with these. However, there's somebody listening to this right now. There is a little ninja move that I would recommend if you are, maybe you haven't been to my 2-day boot camp, or maybe you're not a skilled orator yet. It's a learnable skill. Is you can do a talk straight into a screening, but crucially, you need the screenings booked beforehand. Let me say that again. So you do the talk and you have 5-minute slots, whatever you want to do, we do 5-minute slots where the HR person, and they will be so good at this, they remember, they want to make sure the day is successful. So we have so much success with engaging with the HR person who's your contact person in the company, and they will run around the office. Trust me, if you liaise with them, they will run around the office booking these out for you. So I can tell you, the feeling of going to an event, a lunch and learn, as I say, we don't do the lunch, we go in at 9, but we know at 10, we've got 30 people pre-booked in a diary to come for their screening. I know that I have been to events where we have had 100% of the room, of the people booked, from the talk straight into a mini screening, book and pay for initial consultation. $50, whatever it is, straight into this consultation by doing that. So some of you are going to get great success with that. Now, you could play around with that. If you do the talk and that's your highest skill set and highest time to value ratio, you may do the talk and run away and your team does the rest of the close. Again, for somebody listening to this podcast, I promise you that's a 6-figure tip. That is an absolute 6-figure tip. So you could do that, right? So listen, you can do lunch and learns, no problem. We just don't. We just book the day, we give value on the day, etc. Here's my tip though. So big tips were, they need to be booked and they need to pay. I don't care if you have to drag a team member with, you've got to do that. Next thing is this, is I would just warn you, one piece of advice is when you do companies, remember, one company can be a 6-figure day for you. Over a year, 2 years, 3 years, I have ruined way too many relationships by, if you will, not keeping this in mind, by not considering this. And the what I'm talking about is water cooler talk. So when you're in a company, what will happen? You are naive to think it doesn't happen. It will happen. If you, let's say, for instance, your care plans or your recommendations or the like look very similar, what will happen is that they will get that the staff will get around the cooler, the water cooler, and the conversation will go something like this. Oh, did you see the chiropractor? Yes. What did you get? What did they recommend you? Oh, recommend me this. Oh, they recommend the same. And then 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 people say, wow. And then they start bitching and they start moaning, and then you lose the gig and it looks bad in the HR person. So I hate even teaching this part because it kind of goes against one of the fundamental laws that in sales and marketing is do your thing, just do your thing, just do your thing, just do your thing, just do your thing. You just do your thing. Don't worry about all the negative chatter that comes through. But in this case, I say to you this, heed my warning. Sometimes you have to throw some fish back to fish in that pond again, one. And two, we have had great success with simplifying the plans, if you will, to simply going, there's a corporate rate of 20% off or something to that matter. Your recommendations then can stay strong, but the care plan can be slightly watered down and you still have the desired effect. I hope that's helpful. So that's my one tip. You can play around with that, but we've had some challenges. I really believe I've done more of these than anyone on the planet as a collective group, my practices. Remember, I'm in the game. I own 8 practices. I don't just teach this stuff. So those are the big tips I can teach you with the lunch and learns. Now, to get into the first getting in, the next part of this is why the simple, fantastic, simple idea of putting a fishbowl on your reception counter at your front desk where people get to enter into a competition, etc., works an absolute treat. I know many of my Inner Circle members, more so in the States than in Europe and the United Kingdom, are doing great stuff with going to local businesses and offering to, if they cater for them, that they would, this is a different podcast altogether, that they'll leave a fishbowl on the front desk. In fact, I know one of my Inner Circle members, he doesn't even do this as a campaign. He just leaves a fishbowl at his front desk at the reception area for people to enter into a company all year round. He never takes it down. He's like, I get into a company at least a month by doing it. And the context is this, is that you were on I believe in doing it in shorter spurts, but he just does it all year round. He's like, dude, I just do it and it works. But you run a competition to enter into, and normally we will term it as corporate month or corporate health month or whatever it is. As part of corporate health month or as part of October, we're focusing on corporates or whatever it is. And then you'll have a poster up there that says, stand a chance to win a free lunch and learn or a free health and wellness day in your local business. All you need to do is fill out this form. I don't recommend, if you're doing it in the practice, don't just take business cards. You will fill out a form. The reason I want them to fill out a form is because I can get specific information. So he has an example, all their contact details, right? And then I want more. So remember I said in the beginning of this podcast, the most important thing is the name. So I'll push them for a name to enter. So I'll be like, where do you work? How many employees? What's your position? And who's the best contact person to contact should you win? Now, killer tip. Now you've got a name. So when you phone, you're not phoning as a cold call. You're phoning as someone who knows. Before you phone that person, once you go through the process of going to that business, it's sometimes handy to first speak to the person who entered the business and say, I'm going to phone Mary. Would you mind telling her I'm going to call her? So she's pre-framed and expecting your call. So then they'll put that in the bowl. Another little tip. Everyone does a fishbowl campaign. They wonder why no one's entering. And then I look at the fishbowl per campaign. I say, send me a photo of the fishbowl. And I look at the fishbowl and there's no entry forms or no business cards in the fishbowl. So do you like eating at a busy restaurant or a quiet restaurant? Well, people are the same. People like to do things that other people are doing. So if no one's entering your fishbowl, no one enters the fishbowl. So you have to start it off. If you're using pieces of paper that need to fold to put in the entry form, then start it off so it looks like a quarter of the bowl is full. Now all of a sudden people are like, oh, people are doing this. If it's a business cards within a business, listen, you want it to look meatier than it is. You might just take out the new ones every week if you go into the business. I hope that helps. That's a killer, killer, killer tip for you. So the strategy is that people are entering for a chance to win, and I would up the ante here, and just be careful of where you practice in the world from a legislative perspective, is we offer a prize. So just by entering, there's also going to be a lucky draw to win a trip for two to Disney, or a cruise for two, or a trip to Ibiza. We've done this, or an iPad. So not only have you got the lucky draw, but you've also got a chance to win a lunch and learn in your business. And everyone's a winner. Yes, you guys understand. So yes, everyone that enters, you will filter it through. And the only filter I'd say for you, because don't forget, those are just leads. A lot of them still won't let you come in. So then the only filter I have is, well, that's why I ask on the entry form, is if they say, look, there's only 5 people in my company, I wouldn't say that it's an automatic no. Some of the best ones I've done have been with the 10 people. But I'm going to prioritize the ones that say, I've got 30 people, 40 people, 50 people, 100 people in my company, 1,000 people in the company. On that note also, you also want to prioritize if you have a choice to go in and speak to 500 people or speak to 20, you will always choose the 20. Let me say that again. If you can go back 4 or 5 times or 10 times. So if someone says to me, do you have a choice to speak to 500 people, or you have a choice to come in 10 times and speak to 50 or 20, I'll take the 20. I'll take the 20 4 times over the 500 once. 20 different people, that is. If I can come back 4 times in the year and have smaller rooms, I will definitely choose that any day. So remember, platform selling and speaking to fire, it's an art, it's a skill, it's a science that people take years to develop. Trust me, ask me, I know. I've been speaking for years and I've still got so much to learn when it comes to the art of platform selling to like 1,000 people. And I have, in the last month, I've sold over $500,000 from stage, other events I've done, not within chiropractic. So I do this, and I do this well. However, that being said, I would much rather you do small, intimate workshops. So that's my little tip for that. So closing out this podcast, I just want to say also, don't forget that the HR person who got you in is also very important to us. So you need to nurture them, look after them. So send them a thank you gift and get them under care. You know, everyone's so like, oh, we don't want to treat the so-and-so for free. I'm not saying you need to treat them for free, but just look after them for goodness sake. It's called nurturing relationships. And people like are so stingy with this. Look after them. It's a 6-figure lead, guys. It's a 6-figure lead. I want you to think of every corporate as a 6-figure lead, right? If a lifetime value of a client for you is $2,000 and you get 10 clients at 1 gig, just that alone is 20,000. You go 4 times over, you go once a year over 4 years. That's almost a 6-figure just once a year at 10 people a year from one company. Now let's say you go twice a year and you get 15 people. Let's go back to 10 people. 10 people take up your offer, or 20 people take your offer, 10 become clients. Again, and that happens twice a year. That is $40,000 a year just from 10 people twice a year, right? Now you go there for 5 years, can you see how it can quickly become a 6-figure day for you? So you should be spending way more than you are to get in. You should be incentivizing way more than you are to get in. And you should take this to another level because it's 6 figures every single time. That's the way I want you to think about it. So I hope this podcast was helpful. I hope I gave you some killer tips. Listen, I don't leave, you know, if I leave things out, it's only because of timing, but I really do throw a kitchen sink at every one of these podcasts. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I give break down these lessons in the YouTube channel. But if you haven't got my book, go to the website, grab a free book. It could be in the link below as well. So grab a free book. You just pay for shipping. We pay for the book for you. I promise I make no money from that. Absolutely no money. Just grab the book. All you do is pay for the shipping. And I'd love to help you in any way, shape, or form. If you want to find out about my 2-day talks bootcamp, please send us an email or click on the link or click on my website and go to the inquiry page. Or if you just want to connect, make sure you connect with me on Facebook or whatever it is. Love and appreciate you. Next module, next podcast, we're going to be talking about how to do dinner with the docs without the dinner. So we do these without the dinner and we kill it. We do it with the dinner too. And you can do it at the dinner, but it's irrelevant. What you need to be able to do at the dinner with the doc is learn the skill of putting bums in seats using social media. That's it. That's the skill set of a dinner with the doc. You are getting bums in seats of prospects. And think about the high quality of people when they choose to come see you, they register to something online and then choose to travel all the way to you and sit with the stranger. Think of the quality of that lead. If they then decide to use your service after that, that's where we're talking about. You can't ever match the quality and quantity of leads that you'll get from talks. Nothing will ever match that. So make sure you keep an eye out for the next one. Love and appreciate you. See you guys soon.